Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Yeah, the podcast version of this show, Radio Tinder. What a great concept. What a fantastic concept. We've been matchmaking people since the dawn of time. Can't believe it took us about 6 months of this show to realise that we could do it live on radio. We did pick one of Tasmania's finest. Her name was Leela. You could hear her confidence and smug attitude growing the longer the segment went on. She thought she was Queen Bee of the Mountain by the end. I'm going to put it out there. I feel sorry for the guy that matched with her. She sounds like a handful, and not a handful of peanuts in a good way, more like a handful of cockroaches in a bad way. Anyway, we'll play again that next week. Train shame. You ever been train shamed for eating tuna? Hashtag destigmatize public tuna. And plus, we spoke to Erica de Garza. Not only does she have a book to plug, it conveniently aligns with her being a sex addict.
Get around it.
Well, don't. I mean, everything in moderation. You get what I mean. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Ooh, are you single? Would you like to hook up with someone this weekend? Well, maybe, just maybe, tonight is your night.
Radio Tinder.
We've got a lovely lady on the line right now. She goes by the name of Leela. Hello, Leela. How are you?
Hello, how
are
you going?
Good. Oh, you sound very nice indeed. Jeez, if I wasn't a man in a relationship, I'd snap you up toot sweet.
I could look like a freaking half-eaten
counter meal
for all you know.
Man. That's true. I'm going to place my bets that you're probably more hot than you are ugly, and I don't think you look like a half-eaten cow.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
If you would like to give love a shot and you are single and are keen to maybe spark up a connection with Leela, 131060 right now for Radio Tinder. Leela is 26. She's a nurse. She likes hanging with friends and likes going to the gym. Sounds good so far. I don't know how many half-eaten cows go to the gym and is a nurse and likes to hang with their friends, Leela. How long have you been single for?
6 years.
Ooh, and why have you been single, do you think?
I don't know. Good question.
It is.
You know what? I haven't found the one that tickles me fancy.
Yeah.
I've kissed a few frogs, but I haven't found my prince.
Yep. No. Well, that's good. But don't sell yourself short. Never settle for someone who you don't feel 100% about. What do you look for in a man?
Well, I like a funny person. I don't mind a bit of a ginger tinge.
Oh, no gingers.
Oh, I like a bit of a ginge.
Oh, you do.
I love a ginge.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, gingers on 30. Oh, Jesus, the phones have lit up now. People didn't know about the half-eaten cow nurse, Jim hanging with friends who's been single for 6 years, but now the ginger bomb has been dropped. Far out. Gingers, you might be in luck. Maybe this weekend might be your lucky time with Leela. Takes a brave lady to be on radio. Very outgoing. We're going to add that to your resume as well. You sound very nice. Are you happy for us to maybe hand pluck three blokes off the air and then you can get into a bit of Radio Tinder and go on a radio date next? Yeah? All right.
It'll be Tinder and fire. I'm not having a bar.
Okay. Well, let's hang tight, Leela. Plenty of lads ringing through 131060. If you think Leela, 26, who is a nurse, likes hanging with friends, goes to the gym, has been single for 6 years, and likes gingers and funny guys, 131060. We'll do Radio Tinder next. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060. Happy Friday. Looking for some love.
Radio Tinder.
We have the beautiful Leela. Cannot confirm that, but she sounds like a good catch after revealing that she may look like a half-eaten cow for all we know. She has also revealed that she goes to the gym.
I said half-eaten counter meal, and it's Leela.
Oh, sorry, a half-eaten pounder meal, not a half-eaten
no,
cow.
No, counter meal, like a half-eaten palmy.
Oh, counter meal, sorry, a half-eaten palmy. Oh, well, that's much sexier than a half-eaten cow, Jesus. Leela also says that she is a nurse, she likes hanging with friends, going to the gym, she's been single for 6 years. She may be looking for a man with a tinge of the ginge. Plenty of calls coming through on 131060. Plenty of men want to date you, Leela, but it's up to you. There's three lads, it's up to you. You can have a bit of a small talk, see how the chemistry goes. We've told you
are they gingers?
Well, you can ask them for yourself. First one up, we've got Mark. He is 42. He's highly respectful of all women and a builder by trade. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Mark.
There's Leela.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Oh, God, the chemistry is already insatiable, guys. Very respectful, very respectful indeed. Leela, what question would you like to ask Mark?
Okay, when you first meet a woman, what is the first thing you notice about her and what is the first thing that interests you about a woman?
Her charisma.
And when you say, what do you mean by charisma?
The way she holds herself, the way she comes across, her personality, and just that sparkle in the eye.
So what kind of charisma do you like in a woman?
A sense of humour. Someone who's easygoing and grounded.
Yeah. I reckon that's pretty good because Leela did say she looks like a half-eaten countermeal, so that's quite funny. Mark's pretty good. All right. Remember what Mark said. Remember how you feel, Leela. Remember the phone chemistry you've got there for Radio Tinder. We're moving on to man number two. You will need to eliminate one of these blokes after the first round. We've got Shane. His last name's Wright. He might not be Mr. Wright, but he'll be Mr. Wright now.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, Shane. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, Leela. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I can confirm I don't have a face like a drop pasty, so that's a bonus.
Oh, beautiful. Do you have a ginger tin?
Unfortunately, no ginger tins, but I reckon my beard will give Lakey a run for his money.
Wait. Oh, do you have a ginger beard?
No. Black hair, black beard. I just... Not long hair black... like Lakey, but his is more butt fluff than beard.
I didn't hear that, sorry.
Shane is just trying to have a slight dig at my ginger tinge beard that is, according to him,
in the Instagram feed, is
butt fluff. Just pretend I'm not here, guys. You guys just see where the love gods take you. Let's not get bogged down in my hair that's growing on my face.
Okay. Shane.
Ladies first.
Shane, what is the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
The weirdest place I've ever had sex. Beach. In daytime.
Oi, daytime is still pretty weird, all right, Leela? No judgment.
What do you reckon? Are you impressed by that, Leela, or not? You think daytime beach sex is weird enough, or you want weirder?
I think it's pretty average. Who is it with?
Girlfriend at the time, but hey, I'm willing. If you think you can up it, I'm willing to explore with you.
Good. Good to hear.
Sorry.
Thanks, Shane. All right, thank you, Leela. We've got the final man. We've got Dave. He's a sophisticated male, self-dependent, and can look after a princess. Hey, Dave.
How you going, man?
Good, thank you. Leela, what's your question to Dave? Keep in mind, you're going to have to drop one of these blokes after this round.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How old are you, Dave?
I'm 31.
31? Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Queanbeyan.
In where?
Queanbeyan.
Who's that?
Well, let's not get bogged down in this. Dave's now got an unfair advantage if all of a sudden you're asking locations.
No, it's not unfair advantage. I didn't ask the others.
That's the exact definition of an unfair advantage.
Okay,
lady.
Question, serious question. What is your favourite sex position?
I would have to say missionary.
Really?
Why missionary, Dave? Because, don't get me wrong, I love to squish in the mish as well, but why is it the favourite one?
Because you can see the female in their eyes and you can see the love glimmering from their pupils.
Yeah, connecting at the nipples and in the private parts. Yeah, I feel you, Dave. The nips, the lips, the hips and the bits, all connecting during missionary. Don't knock it till you tried it, Leela, you crazy cat.
Yeah, I'm
going to
try it. I probably should
try it. All right, Leela. I like how it started out very civilised with Mark. Oh, what do you look for in a woman? Oh, yes, a very nice charisma. Cool.
Is anyone going to ask me any questions?
Yeah, next round. You just simmer down there, Leela. You got to drop one of these blokes first, then it's their turn to ask you a question next. Mark, the highly respectable... of all women and builder by trade, Shane, last name's Wright, but he might not be Mr. Wright, he might be Mr. Wright now. And Dave, the sophisticated male, self-dependent and can look after a princess. Only two can go through to the final round, Leela. Who are you going to drop?
Wait, can you repeat their names again?
Yeah, man number one was Mark, man number two was Shane, and man number three was Dave.
Okay, I'm really sorry, but Dave, the looking in the eyes freaks me out.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
That's all good, mate.
I feel that says more about Leela than it does you.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. You sound like a nice person, but it just is really scary when they just look you in the eye.
Oh. You don't know a person from behind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm emotionally disconnected.
Yeah. Leela prefers someone staring down her brown eye, Dave. Doesn't sound like it's for you anyway. All right. Well, we whittled it down to two. We'll do the final round next.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Radio Xander.
Hopefully we can get Leela and one of these lads a date this weekend. Leela, 26, nurse, likes the gym, hanging with friends. Been single for a bit of a while, looking for a ginger, preferably, but is open to other avenues. Doesn't like eye contact during sex. That's what we've also just learnt. So describe your ideal sex position, Leela, if you don't want people staring at you in the eyes. Is missionary okay as long as they're looking to the left or what?
Is that a question from you? Is that a question from one of my candidates?
No, that's literally a question from me. I'm very intrigued as to why you don't like missionary.
You're not a part of this.
I am the love doctor. I'm the Osher Gunsberg of this show.
No, you are not a part of this. You are not a candidate. So you need to put me through to one of my candidates.
Mark on 131060, get two questions. First question, ask her why she doesn't like eye contact during missionary.
Well, I can understand that because I'm very disappointed in Simon and David for the answers they gave to Leela when she asked the questions regarding the
most adventurous place that you had sex and the favourite sex position.
A little bit disappointing. I didn't get asked the sex question, but that's fine.
Did you find it a little awkward?
Did you find it a little awkward, Mark?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. No, he's just pissed off you didn't.
Yeah, I really like eye contact. That's a little awkward.
Yeah, no, well, that's sort of like, I call that making love, don't I?
Yeah, Jesus, we're on the radio.
Would you like me to ask you a question, Leela?
Go for it.
Okay. I like an open-minded girl. If I handed you a blindfold, what would you do with it?
A blindfold? Ooh, that's a good question. Have you seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
I have.
Well, you can use your imagination.
That'd be an honour.
I was getting a little worried there for a second. I thought Leela might have said, well, I'd give it back to you, make you put it on so you couldn't look at me during missionary sex. But, yeah, much better answer.
Exactly. You know what they're good for?
She's a class act. She knows exactly what she's talking about.
All right, good stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Cheers for that. Leela, what do you think about that? Chemistry pretty good?
Do you know what's wrong with me? I can't remember anyone's name.
That's okay. Pretty much, we're down to just man number one and man number two now. So
that was Mark, wasn't it?
That was Mark. That was Mark, man number one.
Mark.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go to man number two. We'll go to Shane. Shane, your question for Leela.
Leela, what, considering you're a nurse, what's the most entertaining or disgusting story that's ever happened to you at work?
Okay. Well, I can't discuss it due to privacy reasons. But a lot of my disgusting stories involve being shit on.
And what about the things that happen at work?
No, yeah, they are like, at
okay,
work.
We're not talking about the German Scheiser video, like this is work.
Oh, yeah.
This is work related.
No, it is. It's a bloody good job you nurses do. And yeah, there's plenty of ugly sides to it as well. So hats off to you for being a nurse and putting up with it all in a nice, respectful, caring fashion still. Good question, Shane. So we've had Mark, man number one, and you guys ended up chatting about sex chemistry and what you do with the blindfold. And then you were chatting to man number two, Leela, about your work. He was interested to know what the grossest story was.
It was very nice, very nice for him to ask about my job, but
very
full on. And that what I just said is a very big part of my role.
Yeah, cool. So
a lot too.
All right, I think the time has come, Leela. We've obviously had two very nice gentlemen, well, three very nice gentlemen in the end. Thank you to the third bloke who rang up as well, who got knocked out earlier on in Radio Tinder. You've got man number one, Mark, 42, highly respectful of all women and a builder by trade, liking blindfolds, disappointed with the fact that missionary sex and sex on the beach is the craziest thing that some of these lads have done. And then you've got Shane. He's 30 years old, last name's Wright, might not be Mr. Wright, but he'll be Mr. Wright now. Ooh, cheeky, but also asked a little bit about your work as well. Good conversations. So you can only choose one of these men to go on a date with. Leela, who will it be?
I think I'll choose number two. I'm sorry.
Number two.
Sorry, I've been lost, Mark.
Shane, amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, love is in the air. Oh, stop it, you guys, stop it. Shane, you there?
Yeah, mate.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Where do you think you guys would go on a date? Where's your perfect date spot, guys?
You go first, mate.
Well, I'd have to find out whether she's vegetarian or any of that kind of stuff and pay her too, but...
Leila sounds like she is, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Radio Man. Do you not judge?
I'm not judging you. You sound like you ain't meat.
I know that, buddy.
Well, no, I know I don't know, but, you know, it's a civilised guess.
You know who you sound like? Macklemore.
What are you talking? Oh, Jesus Christ. Mark, I tell
you
what.
You sound like Macklemore.
Mark, how do you feel? I feel you dodged a bullet, man, just quietly.
Mate, I'm all good. I thought I had it sewn up, but that's life, and I hope they have a great date and have a great time.
Oh, mate, Mr. Mark, perfect 10 from you. You know what usually happens on these Bachelorette and Bachelor shows? Usually the runner-up is so much of a protagonist and gets such a strong reaction from the audience and the listeners, and people then feel a little sorry for you, that then the producers ask you back to play next week, and you can be the main man, and you have the choice of three women. Does that sound good?
Sounds great to me, and Layla already knows that I'm the guy that'll satisfy the... things that she's discussed.
Okay, well maybe you, Mark, and Leela and Shane can all exchange numbers. Maybe do some sort of sneaky three. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey right around the country, 131060. Not every day you get to talk to a reformed sex addict. Erica De Garza is her name. The author of Getting Off. I mean, welcome to the show all the way from the States. Hope you're not having sex right now. Don't do that. All in moderation.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. What's the difference between having a lot of sex and being addicted to sex? Because I'm having a lot of sex right now.
You know, a lot of people often ask me that question, and I think they want me to give them numbers, you know, like, okay, if you watch 4 hours of porn a week, then that's okay. But if you watch 5 hours, then you're an addict, you know, and sex addiction can't really, or porn addiction can't really be measured that way. It's really about your feelings towards your sexuality and asking yourself some hard questions. You know, are you using sex and porn to escape? Is it getting in the way of your relationship? Is it getting in the way of your career? You know, asking those kinds of questions, I think, is really important. And every addict will act out in a different way. So that those answers are going to look different for every person.
From one addict to another, I'm not a sex addict, but I've been off the alcohol for 3.5 years. Hashtag 3.5 years sober. Hashtag every day's a struggle, as you'll know very well, Erica Garza. And I say that as well. People are like, oh, how much were you drinking? When did you start drinking in the morning? It's like, no. Like, there are plenty of ways. Like, when it becomes a problem in your world and you're doing it for the wrong reasons, that's what defines an addict. So that's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely. And unlike drug and alcohol addiction, it's less about stopping it. You know, nobody's asking a sex addict to stop having sex. That's not happiness or healthy either. You know, it's more about finding balance and, you know, not letting your sexuality control your life, feeling like you're still in control. And when you start to feel powerless, then maybe it's worth asking yourself if you might have a problem.
Mm. I've read a bit of your story, and you talk quite openly about your addiction to porn as well and how you would be binging on porn. Talk us what binging in porn is like from a female perspective, because I strap in sometimes for a good old hour on the Pornhub, and I get so horny and sort of end up blowing my beans after about 3 minutes. I was like, well, that wasn't much of a binge watch, was it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like I said before, it's like if you watch porn doesn't mean you're an addict. Even if you watch a lot of porn doesn't necessarily mean you're an addict. For me, if an emotion came up that I didn't want to deal with, if a problem came up, stress, then I would turn to porn always. You know, it was just the main thing I would reach for if I didn't want to deal with something. And I, you know, it was fine because I'd get a break from whatever problem it was. But then as soon as I'd have the orgasm, then that problem would come rushing back. And then I would try and find it again, you know, escape again, over and over again, until it became a compulsion and a crutch instead of ever dealing with my problems in a healthy or productive way. And then I started feeling like, you know, a certain kind of porn wasn't getting me off. And so I had to start searching for more degrading porn, more explicit, more hardcore. Again, not necessarily bad. I think that anybody can, you know, it could be a part of somebody's healthy sexuality, and two consenting adults can do whatever they want on the screen. But when you're doing that because you simply can't get off from anything else, and you continue having to search for harder and harder things in order to feel a sense of shock or shame the way that I needed to feel, then I think it kind of gets in the way of
a healthy sexuality, really.
Did you get like a kind of like a perfectionist, picky porn connoisseur? Because like I'll settle down for some porn, and then I'll be like, it'll trigger another thing. I'll be like, oh, hang on a second, she's got quite nice breasts. Maybe I should just type in big breasts instead. And then you look at a big breast porno, and you'll be like, oh, she's got quite nice kneecaps. Maybe I should type in prominent kneecaps. And before you know it, you've got like 18 tabs open, your computer's crashing, you still got a boner.
Yeah, and then, you know, I kind of just needed to get a sense of shame from it, too. So I started watching things where women were getting, like, slapped and walked around on leashes. And, I mean, stuff that kind of turned me off even or made me feel quite disgusted or sick. But I needed that because I needed that level of shame or shock to be part of it. And, you know, I just didn't want that to be the only kind of sexuality that turned me on, because then in my everyday life, I mean, then I would have to subject myself to those things. And I did start seeking out relationships and sexual experience in which I did feel degraded or felt like I was worthless. And so it sort of mirrored each other, the kind of porn I watched and the kind of sex I was having. And then I just didn't even know what loving, intimate connection, you know, felt like anymore, because I was so into what I was seeing on the screen, and that was sort of ruling my sexuality, and I just didn't want that to be the only thing for me anymore.
What years were you experiencing this porn addiction, and how were you sourcing the Roosters during this time?
I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, so as far as high school goes, I mean, I wasn't really meeting many boys. I remember just like meeting them at restaurants or through friends or even like friends of family, that sort of thing. But then later in college, you know, I started meeting them in college, and then, yes, at clubs later on and online even, I met some people. Just kind of the normal places. I wasn't really a big clubber, so that wasn't really my scene.
What do you reckon about like people who are listening to this thinking, oh, God, I watch really sick pornos and go out to clubs and hope to get laid and you know, kind of going on these porn binges. Should they be worried about their sex addiction? Just keep an eye on it, or live and let live and let your ADSL 2 plus modem do the talking?
No, you know, I'm a totally sex positive person. I would never tell somebody, oh, you know, you're watching porn, you might be an addict, or you're going to the clubs and having lots of sex. You know, I mean, like I said before, that's something that a person has to decide for themselves. Is it getting in the way of your happiness and your intimacy, your relationships, your career? Ask yourself those kinds of questions. If you feel like you've wanted to stop watching and you can't watch, if you're watching hours at a time and you're feeling really ashamed and guilty all the time, then maybe you need to take a look at it. But I mean, I'm not saying that watching a lot of porn or having a lot of sex is a bad thing at all.
Well, you're now happily married with children. That's a happy ending. That's one way to stop having regular sex. Lol.
I actually have a very nice sex life. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's a very healthy sex life indeed. And it is a good read. Erica DeGarza, the author of Getting Off, One Woman's Journey Through Sex and Porn Addiction. Amazon is where you can get that, and good bookstores as well. Thanks so much. Best of luck with your sex journey. I bet it's juicy as now.
Thank you so much.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
People love a good train shame, don't they? People just love it. They'll be all grumpy on their commute and they're like, you know what? Who around me can I pick on to make this commute go a little faster and a little more entertaining? Well, I say stop the train shame right now. I say put an end to it. It's gone too far. Melody O'Brien has posted in a Facebook community group pleading for people to not wear perfume on the train because it triggers her asthma. And this then triggered me from a story where I got train shamed quite embarrassingly by three women who ganged up on me a couple of weeks ago for eating tuna and biscuits on the train. I'm a man who likes to consume protein and small crackers on his commute home sometimes. 13, 10, 60. I'm very much of the opinion that taste overrides smell every day of the week. And if the person can't hack the smell of the tuna, that's their problem. It's not up to me to change my dietary requirements. Uh-oh. Look at this. A triple shamed by three women on the train and now two women on the same phone, Kayla and Jane. Oh, yeah, you would love a good train shame, Jane. They call you Train Shame Jane, don't they?
How you going?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon? Dick or not dick?
Well, we have opposite opinions.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sorry,
good.
You are such a dick. I'm serious. No, he's not. Total dick. I swear to God, my husband and my son eat tuna and the smell is foul. It is so offensive.
See, I'm all about it. Lemon and cracked pepper.
You're offensive. No. Who's the one that reckons I'm a dick? Jane or Kayla?
Me.
Jane.
Yeah, I knew it, Jane. You train shame, Jane. What a shame. Your husband and your son, dare I say, are growing up quite healthy people. They're quite sporty, yes. Quite athletic, full of protein, full of beans, yeah?
Do you like lemon and cracked pepper?
This isn't tuna chat. This is train shame. We're not going to go. Don't even get me started. Yes, I like lemon and cracked pepper. Roasted capsicum, in brine, in olive oil, in anything. Yes. Don't get me on a tuna tangent.
Sorry, I'm all about the tuna. And do you have them on little biscuits?
Yeah, I've got them on little biscuits, yeah.
We love them on the little biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't love them on little biscuits.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I have to say, as for you saying that my son and husband are growing up big and strong on their tuna, my son is growing up very strong on his tuna, but my husband counteracts it with beer. We have a lovely beer here in Tasmania called Cascade Draft. And he quite likes
too many
it.
Tangents, too many tangents. I'm going to lower your fader down now. Thank you for playing along. But 131060, seriously, we're not here to talk about Cascade Premium Light from Tasmania, guys. Tiffany from Brisbane, you a train shamer? What do you think? Dick or not dick for eating the tuna on the train?
So it's definitely like tuna, but here in Brisbane, we're not actually allowed to eat on trains.
Well, I feel I'm a bit of a rogue when it comes to public transport because you've got to admit the only reason you're not allowed to eat on trains is because there's some idiots out there who can't eat without spilling food all over the floor. So I'm more than happy to pay a fine and clean it up if I spill my tuna, but I'm pretty sure I've got the motor skills to spread some tuna on a cracker and eat it. So I don't really play by that rule. I don't really care about that. It's more the smell. And you surely taste has to override smell every day of the week.
Definitely.
Get around me! See what I did there? I twisted your arm. I negotiated with you. I got down on your level. So it came to the conclusion that I am a rogue, admitted to that, but I like that I'm still not a dick in your eyes.
Even though in Brisbane we're not allowed to eat on the trains.
You can, Tiffany. It's fine. The security guard, they won't bust you. It's all right. You just tell them that.
Sounds good.
She's not going to do that. Katie in Melbourne on 131060. What do you reckon, dick or not dick? It's currently two not dicks.
I reckon you're totally all right, mate.
Yeah, it's food.
I don't see the problem because I had a similar incident. I was eating red cabbage on a train and these people are like, what's that smell? I'm like, I just became vegan in the week and I like my red cabbage. Exactly. And they're like, it smells really bad.
Yeah, tough titties.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, man, vegetables. Can't go wrong. You need your protein, I need my vegetables.
Exactly. And it's the people, smell is a subjective thing anyway.
And they're chewing on their chewy so loud, it's like, mate, I can smell your mint.
Exactly.
I'm not complaining.
You wouldn't say that, yeah, even if you didn't like the smell of mint. If you didn't like the smell of apple.
Hey, can you please stop eating your apple on the train?
I'm not here to complain, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. Sarah from Newcastle on 131060. What do you reckon, dick or not dick?
Not a dick at all. Yeah. I personally love tuna, and I reckon if you're eating it on the train, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've been to Sydney, you're technically not supposed to, but why not? If you're hungry, you're going to eat.
Exactly. It's one of those things where once you realise you've made the mistake of why the crime's in place, then you have to own up to it. It's like you can sit in a disability seat until someone with a disability comes along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you make it available, once there. If you've eaten something and then you've spilt your Coke all over the floor, then okay, oh, yep, shit, tell the train driver, I admit it, I've been caught, here, I'll pay the $80 cleaning fee, fine, whatever. But until you actually break the law of why it's in place, it shouldn't be illegal.
No, and I reckon if someone's across from you and they don't like the smell, move to a different carriage.
Yeah, move to a different
carriage. It's not that difficult. You just move to a different carriage. Yeah. Let people enjoy themselves. Food is good. Food is good. Healthy food is good. Love tuna.
This is a 5-1 not dick split. Where were all you guys when I was getting ganged up on the three old ladies on the train? I wish all five or six of us could have banded together, chewed on June West, and then just blown tuna breath in their face and told them to move to the next carriage.